Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. Golfers putt for dough and play way too slow. On Tuesday night, I watched week number 5 of the TGL, that's Tomorrow's Golf League in case you didn't know, and their new high-tech golf competition on ESPN. The Los Angeles Golf Club, with Colin Morikawa, Justin Rose, and Tommy Fleetwood, defeated Boston Common Golf, Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, and Keegan Bradley by a 6-2 final score. That show is budgeted for 2 hours of TV time and covers 15 holes of golf. The front nine is alternating shots where player one hits the first drive, the next person hits the drive from the fairway or rough, and player number three either putts or chips. The final 6 holes are played as a one-on-one single player competition. Now, I've watched 4 of the 5 televised matches. Last night's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time telecast was the first one which actually finished within the allotted 2-hour time period. Most weeks, the TGL matches have gone on at least 15 minutes longer than ESPN had budgeted for the match. A week ago, TGL's co-founder, Tiger Woods, actually lost a hole after he was penalized for exceeding the 40-second shot clock on a potential hole-tying putt. The TV ratings for the opening week garnered about 1 million viewers. After last week's 4th match, the average weekly viewership has now dropped to under 800,000. The drop in TGL's TV ratings, though, is likely due to fading interest in the new golf product. But golf's slow play issue is becoming an increasing problem for viewers at home. An LPGA legend has ripped slow play in professional golf. Dottie Pepper won 17 times on the Ladies Professional Golf Tour. Now 59 years old, she's remained in the national spotlight by covering both men's and women's golf as an analyst for NBC and Golf Channel. 2 weekends ago, Dottie Pepper commented about the taboo subject, well, at least for live television, of slow play among professional golfers. At late January's Farmers Insurance Golf Tournament in San Diego, Dottie Pepper said that a PGA threesome had taken nearly 3 hours to complete the first 9 holes of their round. She added, quote, "I think we're starting to need a new word to talk about this pace of play issue, and it's respect for your fellow competitors, for the fans, for the broadcast, for all of it. It's just got to get better." When John and Jane Q. Public, like you and I, step onto the first tee of any municipal golf course, we are expected to complete 18 holes of golf in 4 hours or less. And at most golf courses, there's a golf course marshal who rides around in a golf cart to keep us on pace. Because at your local golf course, time is money.
Excellent.
The more golfers which can be pushed through the golf course on a day, the more green fees and cart fees are charged. Unfortunately, professional golfers, both men and women, need more than just a nudge to pick up the tempo. The television ratings for professional golf have been declining significantly in this post-Tiger Woods era. Having walked the golf course at several professional events myself, today's pro golfers, both the men and women, move at a fairly rapid pace down the fairway after they hit every shot. With their length off the tee and accuracy to the greens, wouldn't you think that pro golfers could finish 18 holes of golf in 4 hours like the rest of us? Last Sunday, Rory McIlroy won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am Golf Tournament on that beautiful seaside golf course. Now, Rory's 27th PGA Tour win started at 12:15 Central Time, and he finished at 5:30 p.m. That's right, Rory needed 5 hours and 15 minutes to shoot a nifty 66 in his final round to win the championship. Now, Rory McIlroy is not a slow player, but he's frequently mentioning the need to reduce the size of pro golf tournament fields and increase the gap between one golfer's tee-off time and the next group to improve the pace of play. Sorry, Rory, but those changes might help perhaps trim maybe 15 minutes off of that 5-hour-plus round. So why isn't there a shot clock in golf? The stodgy PGA Tour places golfers on the clock. Well, that's a verbal warning from a tour official whenever the group falls more than a full hole behind the group ahead of them. That entire group, though, is subject to being fined or penalized after the round is completed. And that's not fair if just one slowpoke is causing the issue for the entire group. So let's say that the first group of the day tees off and they play too slow. In the current PGA vernacular, that means the rest of the field could claim, well, it was that group ahead of us that were the slowpokes. We've all noticed how long some of the golfers seem to take to check the wind conditions, and then they waffle back and forth between whatever club they're going to use on the tee, in the fairway, or in the rough. But around the greens, it is much, much worse. The golfers survey their chips and putts by walking around the entire perimeter of the green, looking from every possible angle, tick, 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 tick. They finally get settled in to actually hit the putt. And even with a dinky 2-foot putt for par remaining, many will repeat the exact same process. Without a specific time limit for every shot from tee to green, there will be a reluctance by local tournament officials also to penalize any of the star players. You wouldn't want that player to boycott your tournament next year just because a local rules official penalized them for slow play, would you? So golf's current pace of play rules are rarely ever enforced. Speaking of taking too much time on the greens, Sunday's third place finisher Lucas Glover is an outspoken slow play critic who wants golf to ban a relatively new putting technique called aim point. Have you seen this? In a nutshell, the golfer walks the likely line of his upcoming putt. The player then stops along the way to spread his or her feet apart at certain points and attempts to feel the slope of the green at that point with their feet. A 9-time PGA Tour winner, Lucas Glover, thinks that the aim point putting method is a load of slow play hooey. He recently said, quote, "Aim point statistically has not helped anybody make more putts since its inception. It's also kind of rude to be up near the hole and stomping around trying to find out where the break is with your feet. It needs to be banned, and it takes forever." By the way, television is encouraging slow play as well. Don't kid yourself into thinking that the TV networks are actually trying to speed up golf or baseball, basketball, or any other major sport. Because the longer that the sporting event stays on the air, there'll be more advertising opportunities available to be sold by the network. After this football season ends this weekend with the Super Bowl game, sports television viewership on future Saturday and Sunday afternoons is going to take a huge hit. They're going to lose the 20 million people viewing on an average Sunday afternoon for the NFL and about 5 million people who watch the top Saturday afternoon college football games. The networks will be thrilled to capture more than 2 million sports viewers during football's off-season period. Last Sunday's golf tournament at Pebble Beach drew 3 million viewers to CBS. But even if CBS was only able to televise the final 12 holes of Rory McIlroy's win, that meant that Golf Channel, which handled the early portion of the broadcast day, was able to be on the air even longer and sock away even more advertising revenue. You see how the game's played? More time on the air equals more potential advertising revenue for the networks. As long as golf, or baseball, or any other sport remains popular enough with the non-football season television viewers, there's no financial incentive for the networks to push for speedier play. The networks simply don't have anything else which could draw more weekend afternoon viewers, well, at least for now. I guess that's why they keep trying to push spring pro football games on us every single year. Only a permanent loss of a large segment of the viewing audience is going to force golf, and the networks carrying that sport, into making significant changes to improve the speed of play. So, enjoy those afternoon naps again this spring and summer, golf fans. I'm Swamp Swami.